And a good Victory Monday, everybody. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier here on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a great start to your day. JoJo, we're talking about a win today.
I had to pull out the positive checklist that I haven't pulled out in about a year on the Tennessee Titans. And I'm telling you, man, we were all texting, watching that game, and we're like all of you guys out there. We can't believe it happened, but if you're a Titans fan, you're glad it happened. So congrats to the team.
The Titans really crashed the Cardinals' day, didn't they?
They were, man. They took it, boy. They got beat so bad, they almost was going to call Bart Durham Law because
I know, right?
But they rebounded, and things were good for them. But, no, I mean, that's a big win. And, look, we call it when they're doing bad, they're doing bad. We're doing good. We're going to tell you all that. Very transparent. The fire I saw from Brian Callahan in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I need to see that every day. And good for him, good for the win, good for Cam Ward, good for the franchise, good for Titans fans. You deserve it. Well done.
Yeah, so 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai.com. As a lot of you heard Jake say it, Robbie and Rex Road, like, I think we all kind of had an idea at halftime how the shows were going to go today, and then that changed in the fourth quarter.
Right.
So I was like, I was driving in, I'm like, how do I want to attack this today? Because I don't want to sit here and say like, oh, everything was perfect and the Titans won a great game, because that's not true. And I always like to be truthful and tell it like it is, because the Cardinals lost the game. Let's just call it what it, I mean, how are we still in the NFL in 2025 dropping the ball at the 1-inch line? And
right,
and not like, how are we doing that? That interception fumble was the most bizarre play that you will never see again.
Right, you're right. No, and here's the thing, I looked at the stats and the standings. There's not a column for giving the game away. All there is a column for wins and losses. They presented with an opportunity. The Titans were. They took advantage of it. We will address the dropping the ball in a little bit. Because that's a bigger problem than people realize because of one thing that's going on. But the fact, in the clutch, Calvin Ridley caught a huge pass. Cam Ward delivered in the clutch. The team did not quit. Losing's not fun. You know, I get mad about losing. But if you're giving me effort and you're busting your tail and everything's going on and I see that, I'm okay. Still okay with losing. But the fact what they did in that fourth quarter came back to – they were down 21-6.
Right.
Oh. They had to score three times, and they did it. Despite a kicker who, you know, he won the game for him, misses an extra point and all that other good stuff, they won the game.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, too, that I was like, all right, do I want to be like – because we never get to do this, just, hey, we're going to be positive today. No, we're going to be truthful. And I want you guys to be truthful, because we've already gotten a text on this, too. 9013 says the Titans quote unquote won. Okay. Right. You can look at it that way. A win is a win. At the end of the day,
right,
in the record book, it says W next to the Titans and L next to the Cardinals. It doesn't explain how. We'll do that. But you know what? As Joe Dubin likes to say,
oh, no,
sometimes it's a lot better to be lucky than good.
It's a lot of the times
better to be lucky. Yesterday, than good. It was better to be lucky than good. Now,
in a lot of ways.
That last drive, if that last drive is what they can put together consistently, we're going to have a different conversation about this team.
Yep.
Because Cam was putting the ball on a dime. That pass to Ridley was unbelievable.
Go back and watch Ridley on that play. Just beats the guy off the line of scrimmage. Just beats him and gets down the field, and Cam drops it in perfectly. Huge.
That is everything that you want them to do. It's just, how do you get that consistently?
Yep.
But, you know, look, we're still – I hate doing this off the top, but I can't not do it. I had a problem playing for the field goal. They were using their timeouts, giving you time to take – calculated safe shots at the end zone.
Yeah.
And I wish they had done that. I know why they didn't, because it's like, let's just get out of here with a win. You know, we got to win one. So I get it to an extent, but I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, man, you got a chance. Like, you know, go to the corner of the end zone, take safe plays. But I will say, that I think Callahan doesn't necessarily trust Cam to do that yet.
Okay.
And I understand it. So I'm disagreeing and understanding at the same time.
I get
if that's possible.
But I'm also very mad at this kicker who can't kick. So yeah. I get all that in the moment. I don't think Callahan's been in that moment a lot in his career. I mean, he's now 4-19 as a head coach. Is that right? 4-18. 4-19. What are they now? 1-4. So he's 4. He's 4-18. So he's not been in that moment a lot as a coach to figure out, oh, my gosh, we're going to play for the win here. He just wanted to get that field goal and be done with it. But, I mean, I guess a question, you know, I was going through all the questions of the day, and it's simple. I mean, did they win or the Cardinals lose? I mean, there's more, there's a deeper dive into this, right? I know they won and all that, but at the same time, they came back in the fourth quarter. They could have collapsed, not getting it done. And said, all right, you know, the guy fumbled and all that other good stuff. But they rallied back and scored three times and won the game yesterday. So did they win it or the Cardinals lose? I'm 50-50 on that.
I saw three things that I've been waiting to see all in that fourth quarter. I saw the head coach show me emotion, get after it.
Right.
I mean, he was giving it to the refs, sideline, whatever. I saw the quarterback have a Superman drive and have the hero moment that I've been waiting to see. And I saw the defense play some pretty damn good ball when they needed to. Now, we can talk about some things with them, too.
Yeah, right.
I they got lucky on some things, but they also made some stops when they needed to make some stops.
Yes, they did. And, you know, the guy had the 80-yard run for whatever it was, and – you know, it was like, well, you know, Snead didn't do anything on that play. I'm like, he
was
there.
He was step for step with him. He hustled.
He came across the field, and I get that, but he had the effort. But
I thought at first, I actually thought he had knocked it out.
Had two more yards, he would have.
Oh, yeah.
He would have done that. And so I guess, how about this question? Is Callahan off the hot seat?
No. I mean, you can ask that question, but I still say no.
I think he's a little bit.
I think he...
Look, there's a way to win games, but if you look at how they won that game in the second half, they didn't quit.
Right.
And that's what you try to instill in the team. It's like, don't quit, and they didn't quit on him. And they rallied down, and he was fired up, and everybody was good. That was fun to see that yesterday, man. It was really fun. I think the seat has cooled a hell of a lot for him right now. And if that's the case, go out. And the Raiders stink. So now you get an opportunity to beat the Raiders. So there's little things looking up for this football team right now. Regardless, you got to win. And we're going to celebrate the win today.
Sure.
Big time.
Look, and Jeremy in Clarksville said, thank God. Let's be honest. Been a lot of sugarcoating today. The Titans had the benefit of three unforced turnovers. They didn't cause their luck. We get that. And you're right. But here's my question. Because now that they've tasted it, they've tasted victory.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do? Does that do anything moving forward? Or was that just a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then? Like, is that what that was? Because to your point, what you just said, my counter to that is, all right, show me next week.
Again, you're right.
If you show up in Vegas, which we're going to, if you show up in Vegas and all of a sudden I see a more determined, because to your point, I don't think they've quit. Like, they've played hard. They're just a bad team.
Yeah, right. That's it.
And so if you show up and all of a sudden you got a little extra confidence, a little extra pep in your step this week, and maybe, you know, Cam is finally like, all right, this is what I need to do, and he's putting it together a little more, then maybe you parlay that into something.
Well, we'll have to see. The good news, we see it on Sunday. Now, if you go out there and get beat 42-0 by the Raiders,
yeah,
Vrabel stomps you. But this gives you a little breathing room right now.
It does. But I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and say he's off the hot seat, because
I think he's a tad bit. I think it's cool.
He's still.
We're not bringing that question up all week. He's not getting fired today.
He's not getting fired today. But like,
as I told Dr. Crane yesterday, I thought had they lost 28-6 and he scores a touchdown, I think Brian Callahan was gone. Because they played really bad.
They did. And
to that point.
But here's the thing. He fumbled the half again. Like, he still, the game management was terrible at the half again. Like, going for it when he did. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, so I'm not letting him off the hook. I'm glad they won. I want to be positive. But I am going to tell it like it is, that I still don't think everything is completely fixed. Enjoy this, build off of it. Let's have fun today. But like, even some of you texters are like,
fine.
You know,
again, they won the game. They won the game. And
Topes win.
And I know Arizona gave it away, but they had to prime example real quick. When Clint Sterner fumbled versus Tennessee in 1998, he fumbled that, right? Everybody's like, oh, Tennessee won the game. Tennessee still had to go 45 yards and score a touchdown late in the fourth quarter to win the game. They did that. The Titans had to have scored three times to win the game, and they did that. They didn't roll over. The opportunity presented itself, and they scored. Look, I've been one of the hardest people on Callahan and this football team. But I'm telling you, when they were down, they got the job done yesterday. And that, to me, I'm focusing on that. That eased the hot seat on Brian Callahan just a little bit. We play hypothetical about how well they're going to play versus the Raiders and then the Patriots and then the Colts and all that stuff. We get all that. But right now, they went out there and rallied. And that, you come back from a road trip like that, you're feeling good about yourself. You got to go back out there and do it again. And so they got the win. Congrats to them. But I saw fire in the fourth quarter yesterday. Fire and passion and guys slapping each other on the ass and celebrate. That's a team. That's what we need to see for four quarters.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are up and running on this Reaction Monday. The Titans, finally, the long national nightmare is over. A 10-game losing streak has been snapped. They beat the Cardinals 22-21. How do you feel? Just be honest. That's what we're doing. We're being honest today. We're not sugarcoating. We're excited that they won, but at the same time, we're going to tell it like it is as well. 615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe on this Monday. John McClain at 2. Brian Callahan scheduled to speak at 2:30. 1025 the game.
Hecker the holder. Morgan Cox the long snapper. The kick from Sly is good. And the Tennessee Titans end their 10-game losing streak and finally get their first win of the season here in Week 5.
We got one!
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game on this Monday. Titans win 22-21. That's what the record books will show for sure on that kick at the end. You guys on the text line are like,
right? I just imagine being I don't know, there's probably not many of them out there, but being a Cardinals fan today, the reaction, they did the double box, goal, and Kyler Murray was, he was like he was in timeout.
Like, I should have listened this morning, but what era, like Phoenix sports talk radio is today.
Right.
Like, I'm sure it's a mess. So what was funny is I went and hung out at my mom's and had dinner last night, and she's like, well, I guess you're excited because they won. You can talk about a win tomorrow. And I looked at her and I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to do I have just been talking about losing for so long.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow's going to be a different show than I've done in a long time. But the text line is entertaining right now. There are a couple asking about you. I know you didn't really want to bring this up, but there are a few that have now come in on this, so if you want to, good. Everything's good.
Okay, yeah, I got into. We left the pregame show, Dr. Crane and I, yesterday, and was at about 5 minutes ahead of me, and I was on conference drive, and I get hit head on pretty hard by a guy trying to make a turn. He overcorrected. He hit me head on, hit my front left of the car, and so it's weird. I've never seen an airbag explode, and I hope you guys never have to see an airbag explode, but. The thing works, man. Seatbelts and airbags work, and just it hit me pretty hard, but I went to the hospital. I'm sore all over, but thankful to the Nashville Fire Department and the Metro Police were on the scene quickly and everything. So I tell you, you can't get rid of me that easy, but thanks. But the concern and the messages, guys, thank you so much.
Yeah, people have seen a little on Facebook because I know some have posted.
But. Yeah, so thank you. I'm well. So look out for each other. You guys are great. Thank you.
It was funny. You know, we talked right after and everything, and I'm like, are you good? Are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. And you know, we got our little group chat with Rick going, and everybody's like, "You good? You good?" And you go, "Yeah." And then it's like the jokes start flying. Yeah.
I mean, like,
all right, now we know you're okay. We're gonna make fun of you.
I was so mad that I wanted to fight the other driver, and the cop's like, "You can't get up. Just sit down." I mean, that adrenaline.
Yeah.
When you're just so, because I had the perfect day, man. I was ready to go watch the game. We had a good show with Dr. Crane at Twin Peaks. Things were good. And 6 hours later, I'm in leaving the hospital. So thank you all for the concerns and prayers. I really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're good. Byron, thanks for checking. Others, thanks for checking. But he's good. He's here. He's and he's fired up because the Titans won.
Yes.
So, all right. So this was Caleb and Gallatin. Or no, I want to win the David and Paris first. Yes, it's a win, and wide receiver can be happy, but you still have to see things for what they are, or you'll never get better. It's just one win, and it was gifted to them. Fans have got to be realistic. I don't disagree with that. I mean, and I think the team knows that too.
Right.
You're still allowed to celebrate it, and they should celebrate it, and I'm glad they're celebrating it. But, like, I'm sure Callahan's going to talk today and be like, yeah, you know, there's some things we still – it's still a process that we got to clean up.
Oh, we are.
But – if you want to be a fan today,
right,
and you want to focus on the win and celebrate the win, then go do it. Absolutely.
Yeah. What was the guy's name in Gallatin?
Well, no, the first one I read was David in Paris, and then Caleb in Gallatin.
All right, Caleb. Yeah, Caleb, I'm looking right now, and on the standings, and I'm going to be a smart ass throughout the rest of the show, not intentional, wins and losses, and the Titans got a win in the win column.
Yeah, he said, I still don't like how go hard it, how what? I still don't like how – oh, hard it is. I see what you're trying to say. Hard it is to score a damn touchdown. We won, but we still need to be able to put points on the board sometime in the first three quarters. 100%. You're right. I mean, look, I'm not arguing that at all.
But again, they were down 21-6, and they scored three times and rallied. They scored 16 points in the fourth quarter when Arizona knew what they had to do. Titans got it done. Good for them.
They got a win. It was a good win.
That was a big win.
It was a win. All wins are a good win. It was a big win. Yeah, Brian Callahan.
Some are big. Some are small.
Some are big. Pause. another one. They lucked their way into a win. The Titans are still trash, and Callahan is a bad coach.
Maybe so, but for 1 week, not this week.
4-9-1-0. Even though we won, are we not more confirmed that Brian Callahan is not the right pick? I mean – one game is not going to change my mind on that. I have made up my mind on him.
But I really think had he scored and made it 28-6.
I don't think she's – okay.
I think he's gone this week.
Maybe.
What do you think?
She doesn't want to fire him in season. 100%. I feel like that is a
– let me ask you this. How bad was it to the moment he fumbled out of the end zone?
Bad. I mean, I'm sitting there going like, this bum, get him out of here. Mm-hmm. Like,
yep.
Cut the kicker. You know, all. I mean, I'm screaming. So, full disclosure, I was watching the game. Sunday is kind of my day, my family day. Like, I spend with mom and all that stuff. So, I'd gone over to mom's, and I'm getting irritated at the half. I'm like, you know what? The crew's down at the brew, so I'm going to go down there for the second half.
All right, Homer.
Yeah, so I went to Moe's. Barney, Lenny, and Carl, everybody was
right.
There. And I'm sitting at the bar, and, like, literally, I'd had one beer at this point. But I'm just like, what the? You know, I'm just, like, yelling and cussing. And, like, everybody's looking. I'm like, sorry. You know, just when he threw the pick, I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you freaking doing? Right. And then I see it rolling around. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And like the other thing, the dude that dropped the ball for Arizona, I'm cutting his ass today.
Yeah.
You're gone.
I would be. Absolutely. Can I give you? All right, let's take Eric. I'll tell you after the break my about that play.
Eric, what's up? Welcome in.
Hey, guys. A couple of things. Guys, I'm going to take the win. And here's why I say that, guys. I guarantee you, guys, if it had been Tony Pollard running for end zone and he drops the ball before he gets over the goal line, or if we had intercepted the ball and fumbled and Arizona recovering the touchdown and they go in and score and win the game like that, I guarantee you there'd be a lot of fans furious saying, you got to fire Callahan. You got to cut, you know, the guy that intercepted the ball that dropped it for the Arizona Cardinals scored the touchdown. If that game had went the exact opposite and the Titans lost that way, the way Arizona did, there'd be a lot more fury and venom on these calls. So that's why I take the win any way I can get them. And the other thing, guys, about Arizona, suppose we had been like them, guys, with this loss, it is the third loss in a row that they've had on the final play of the game.
Ugh.
That's the first time in NFL history that's happened. And what if the Titans had lost three in a row like that? I mean, guys, it all goes to back to perspective and the way you have to look at things. Guys, y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Eric. Brother. Appreciate it.
He's right.
Yeah, he's right. And look, this text line is all over the place.
Yeah, so I'll do it real quick. So when he dropped the ball, a friend of mine that's a coach texted me and says, that happens in 7-on-7 all the time. And I was like, what? Yep. He's like, guys dropping the ball across to the end zone. He goes, that's a generational thing that's happening now. Never happened before, but these kids get out here in 7-on-7s, they score touchdowns, and they drop the ball. He goes, it happens all the time. They drop the ball before the end zone. The Colts receiver did it last week. The Cardinals running back did it now. It's a problem. It's a massive problem, the coach said, in 7-on-7s. These kids do it all the time. They're too busy, ready to celebrate and everything. That is a nonsense. It's just completely nonsense. And I'm with you, Chase. That guy's ass needs to be gone. And they asked the Cardinals coach afterwards. He's like,
he was pissed, and he should have been pissed.
He did not want to bury that guy at the press conference.
Right.
I get that. But, man, I mean, that's a problem. That's a big-time problem. And coaches, I'm told, have to tell guys all the time, cross the finish line, keep the ball. And you got to tell guys to do that, you know that's a problem.
615-737-1025.
So I'm guessing the interception – so Cam had one interception. That interception that they caught and fumbled, that's interception for Cam, right? That's on his stat.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A win is a win for the record book, but one quarter isn't enough to say they improve. We'll see next week. Completely agree. Brian, I get people are saying the Cards gave the game away, but there was excitement at the end of the game. As a fan, it was great to feel that yesterday. It's been way too long. The team also seemed to have a spark after that stupid fumble that's been missing. Now, hopefully, they can build on it. I completely agree. That last drive, because I texted you guys and I said, they're going to F around and win this game.
Yep, you sure did.
Like, and I didn't say – I said another word. But they're going to F around and win this game.
Right.
And that last drive, I'm sitting there the whole time, and I actually believed it. Like, they're going to win this game.
Yeah, right.
They are literally going to win. Like, they're going to drive down the field and win the game. And he threw one pass on that drive where I was like, what are you doing, Cam? Stop. And then he made up for it.
Yep.
And they were dinking and dunking for a second. And I was like, all right, you're being too conservative. Like, you're in a rhythm now. You got to take a shot downfield. And they do. And Ridley makes the play you paid him to make.
That's right.
You know, and so it's just like.
But think about what you
said.
Can
they put that all together?
They're going to screw around and win the game.
Yeah.
That sums up the Titans in 2025.
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yeah.
And they did.
And like. At the beginning of the season, I thought there would be a few of those, and then watching the first four games, I'm like, they're not. I don't think they're even that lucky, and somehow they did it. But how much can this be a jumping off point? Can it be a jumping off point?
But that's the beauty. We get to see Sunday whether or not it does, because I'm telling you, going to practice is a whole lot better after a win than it is like, good Lord, I can't believe the coach is still here. I can't believe that guy's still here. We suck. We lost. Now it feels good.
I have an analogy I was going to use, but I'd probably get in trouble for it. But 615-737-1025, as 8979, or Craig says, a dub is a dub, but that was ugly. There's been some Saturday nights like that.
That's right. But Holy cow, family show.
It is what it is. It's Chase and Big Joe here on this Monday, 1025 The Game.
Trouble dialing in for a good share of the game, mm-hmm. And obviously when you guys took over, he found it.
Yeah. I think he just had some struggles early and fought his way through it, which I think is what you have to do as a quarterback in this league. Is not every quarter is going to go your way and every half is going to go your way. And he just got reminded at halftime, just put your eyes where they're supposed to be and make the throws. And that's what he did in the second half. And that was he worked his way out of a particularly slow start of the game and made the plays when we needed it.
That was Brian Callahan after the win yesterday, 615-737-1025. Cam Ward, his day, 21 of 39, 265, and an interception. And, look, you know, it was a bad pick. It was what it was, but it turned into a good play.
But just think about it. I mean, how does he fumble that and go to the ground?
I don't know.
And then
I thought it was incomplete.
Then the guy walks up and he just like kicks it.
Lockett just falls on it.
Yeah. And there was another Cardinal guy in the end zone who had it for a second, and then Lockett took it. And when he did, we were all in the – not to say it again, we're all in the emergency room, and everybody's watching, and everybody's like, that's a touchdown. And it was. They're like, holy cow.
So, okay, Music City Bets, I know you're listening right now. So explain this to me.
That guy.
If you had Tyler Lockett as an anytime touchdown scorer, because, like, on the stat sheet, it does not – like, it's not a receiving touchdown. I mean, it counts, right? Because he
absolutely
because he jumped on it.
But is there a discernment in receiving or rushing touchdown?
Yeah. But I mean, like, for him,
it's not even listed
under rushing. It's listed on it's just fumbles recovered.
Okay, that's what it is. Fumbles recovered in the end zone, touchdown.
Would it not go down as a defensive recovery? Because at that point, they'd be considered the defensive team.
That's a great question.
God, now you're confusing me completely.
Is it defense or special? Yeah, because, again, he's got – it's you're right. Under Titans defense, it lists Lockett.
Dr. Crane!
With a touchdown.
Brian Callahan, 0. Nick Frazier, 1.
Then that's awesome. So if you were betting –
but Ricky says it does count as an anytime touchdown. So if you have the Titans defense, do you win the bet too?
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you – go even a little farther. Who scored the first touchdown for the Titans yesterday? Was it Lockett?
Pollard.
Oh, Pollard. Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, if you had Lockett, first touchdown.
Pollard ran.
Anytime touchdown. Oh, yeah. Landed. Okay, yeah. All right. So Lockett could have got the trifecta right there. But no, that's great. Yeah, you're exactly right. So that is a defensive touchdown.
That's wild.
But watch that play again.
I've watched it 8 times.
You can watch it play a million times. That's never going to happen again. That's insane how it all bounced around. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage.
So you could have – thank you, Music City Bets. You at Music City Bets on Twitter. If you had a defensive touch, Titans score and a defensive touchdown, you won, and Lockett, you won.
Woo! That's why they call it gambling.
That is something. And by the way, a few people have texted in and asked if I did partake on the live money line. The answer to that question is yes.
Explain that, please.
They were when – I think it was right after Pollard scored. I was kind of like, this has a weird feeling to it. And they were like plus 1,600, I think, on the money line. So I threw a little something on it.
A little something?
Threw a little something on it.
What was it our friend at Circa that said the live in-game
– oh, that's where
– is now become like massively huge. And then we'll see our friend this weekend. Maybe.
We will see our friend this weekend. We will. For Friday, we will be doing the show at Stadium Swim at Circa in downtown Las Vegas, getting ready for Titans and Raiders.
That's the whole thing is, not to go back to it, when I got hit, I'm thinking, I'm going, damn it, I'm going to Vegas. If they got to fly me out there in a body cast and chase and Music City Bits got to push me around for 3 days, I'm going to Vegas.
Well, I was like, is your head okay? Because you can't fly.
Right.
Like, I'm like, great. He's going to push it and tell me, like, I'm going to look over and he's like having seizures.
Oh, I'm good. No, yeah. So
I can see Joe right now in the airport in a wheelchair and Chase is just wheeling him down the aisle.
Oh, yeah. We'll get this on our flight quicker. But I'm telling you.
First one to board.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Right. But I'm telling you, watching that game in an emergency room with so many people, like watching that was – I mean, I'm down at the people yesterday, man. That was kind of fun. And there are a lot of Titans fans out there, man. So shout out to
they had it on in the – so you could watch it in the emergency room.
Yeah, we're all in there watching at the same time.
Excuse me, so we're trying to get your vital situation. I don't care. The Titans are winning.
Oh, there was a lot of scream, especially when he fumbled the ball going to the end zone. Everybody, that's not a touchdown. That's not a touchdown. And he did the replay, and we're all arguing. And I'm texting with Chase and Music City Bats. We're like, he didn't score. I'm like, maybe. But remember – it's the ball.
The ball has to cross
not
the
your
plane.
Foot. And yes. I was like, that's not a touchdown.
The ball. Remember, who was it that used to say, and it's technically true, but it's also technically not true, that the plane basically goes across the world, that it, and if the ball breaks the plane before any part of you, it's a touchdown.
Right. Yeah.
Like, that's what has to happen. And that's why I don't understand why – stuff like that still happens
it's
in
crazy.
Pro football.
Crazy.
Like, if it's me, Number one, he was holding all loosey-goosey, too. You're right. Two more steps, Snead's punching that thing out. He's holding all loosey-goosey. And my thing is, I'm holding it right here on my chest, like, all the way. Like, you are not getting this football.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not dropping it until I look down and see red.
Well, you know, it's funny. The great run Eddie George in the playoffs versus the Colts when he's watching the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And seeing guys behind him. Like, I mean, he knew somebody was behind him. He had to. I don't understand how you drop the ball. I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
Like, that's twice in 2 weeks.
Like, I've had players tell me that, like, they are so cognizant of it that your brain tricks you that the ground feels different when you cross over the goal line. even though it doesn't, right. but it's just like you just know. You mentally know. You have the field in your head.
Right.
And it's like you know when you've gotten it.
Now, they can't do this because the NFLPA will be all pissed off, but I'd bench him for a game. I'd say, you're out this game. You're out. You're done.
Well, they can. I mean, they can.
You're done. I think they'll come up. I don't think you got to suspend for a reason.
The Vikings did it with Jordan Addison in the first quarter. It came down to a coaching decision.
Well, because he broke curfew.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he did break a rule.
This is just nothing.
You can't. Unfortunately, I think we'd be in a better place as a society if we did this. You can't punish somebody for being a dumbass.
can you imagine what our jails? We'd be in jail.
We'd miss half our shows.
Right. Just say what's 2 + 2. You have 18 different answers.
You're right. Yeah.
Remember, 2 + 2 is 7. Never forget that. Never ever forget that. But again, I mean, this team went out there. They got a one in the desert. I was before that. I'm thinking, all right, it's 28-6. It's over. It's 28-6. They look terrible, and then sometimes it clicks. And they scored 16 points in the fourth quarter, won the game. That's where I'm giving credit today. I'm not worried about the Raiders. Vrabel on down the line. They had to answer the bell in the fourth quarter, and yesterday they did. That's what I'm focusing on today. And we've been hard on Callahan, this football team. And I've been number one on Ridley. I'll give you due. He came up huge yesterday, and that was a massive catch to get that. And – help win the game. So good for him.
As we go to the break, 20 seconds, little major piece of hockey news. Connor McDavid has signed a 2-year contract extension with Edmonton, a yearly average of $12.5 million. Clearly a bridge deal. They got 3 years to win the cup.
Didn't your boy Evangelista do something this weekend?
He signed. Luke Evangelista signed a 2-year contract worth $3 million a year. He's back with the Predators.
So that's good.
Yeah.
We hope it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's good he signed. Disappointed. It's good he signed. I think it was one of those, let's just get this done. Like, this has gone on long enough.
Can he help the team?
Yeah. He needs to earn it. And okay. I think he's a good enough kid and good enough player that he can.
All right, good enough for me.
That's, I think, if you're asking an honest opinion, thought it was a little bit more than I wanted, but it ain't my money, so.
It is not your money.
But
does he take a spot from anybody else? Does somebody else not make the
decision? He should.
Okay.
But the McDavid one is interesting because basically he's like, hey, you know, I want to win one here for Edmonton before I figure out what's next for me, so I'm going to sign this bridge deal. We got to go win it. So they basically have 3 years to go win the cup.
Did they make it last year?
Yeah, I mean, they've been – the last two cup finals have been Florida and Edmonton.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I mean they got to, but now they got to win it.
Okay,
so they have that opportunity. 615-737-1025. Chase and Big Joe on this Monday. We continue the Titans discussion. What do you think next? 1025 the game.
A relief for you and the staff, coaching staff, because you guys work here like.
Yeah, I mean, it's for us just to be able to see our team come through and play that way and play with that kind of resilience and that kind of effort and make the plays needed to win the game is huge for us. You know, it's again, it's just like every loss. It's still one game. You know, it's still one game and we got a lot of games left to play. But very, very proud of our staff. Very, very proud of the way that they've responded and in the face of some adversity over the course of the early part of the season and excited for what's to come. So we just keep trying to stack and keep moving forward. And you know, again, one win is one win. One loss is one loss. And we try to go out and win next week.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 the game. That was Brian Callahan yesterday. Titans win 22-21 in Arizona.
I do. I think a question that I want to hear from everybody talk about is, Is the hot seat cooled?
No.
Is the hot seat cooled? I think it has. Why do I think that?
I don't know. I think it hit cool because I don't think she was ever going to fire him midseason. She don't want to pay an interim. Okay. Like, because it's already in her mind, I'm paying two GMs not to work here. And now I'm going to have to pay a head coach not to work here.
I get that. I get all of that. Like, but the fact is, I mean, you don't think it's cooled a tad bit after what you saw in the fourth quarter? Am I wrong on this? What does Jakey maybe think? No, seriously. What I think the fact that they got that and the way they won in that fourth quarter is the way we needed to see them play all year long. Desperate. Yeah. Backs against the wall. Take advantage of mistakes. God knows they've made a lot of mistakes. But now this is all like uncharted. We're like paddling out to the middle of the lake like, well, we've never been here before. Well, that's kind of like with the Titans the same way. Uncharted territories talking about positivity and a win today. I get you could argue and say the Cardinals handed it to them. But if I hand you something and you don't take advantage of it, then you're not any good. You don't take advantage of what I handed to you. They handed you the game. You took advantage of it and won. That's what a good football team does. Now, are they a good football team? No. But in the fourth quarter, they were damn good yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, they figured it out.
They did figure it out.
They found a way. Because here's the other thing. Denver tried to do the same thing in week one. They tried to give the game over, and the Titans were like, what? No.
Great point. Exactly.
So they finally recognized what was happening and figured out how to put it all together.
Exactly. Thank you.
So Jake thinks it bought him some time for a couple of weeks?
Jakey, baby.
They came back, right?
Our main guy.
They didn't stay out there.
Yeah, they came back.
Yeah. So I wonder – I
think so.
Yeah, well, his press conference is at the facility.
Okay,
so they came back because so I wonder if at one point the original plan was to stay out there, and things started off so bad that they decided that they would come back.
I don't know, but that itinerary came out a few days ago.
Yeah. But I would actually love for somebody to ask today: was there ever a discussion of staying out west and then going to Vegas?
Because they've done it before.
Or if the plan was always coming back here.
They've always done that before. That's the thing. So that's why I got that. What they've done in years past have gone back.
0862 says, I wonder if Brian will show up to his press conference on time. Probably not.
You know what he needs to do today? What's that episode where Kramer's walking down the street like a pimp? With the big hat and the chain and the fur coat?
Yes.
That's how, Dr. Kramer, you got mad Photoshop abilities. Put Callahan's face on Kramer walking in today, and just instead of standing at the podium, there's a big-ass chair, like a king's chair. He just sits
there. He has the cane, and he goes and he just, like, beats cars through the head with it or something.
Have him removed out of here.
Wes in Clarksville said Titans didn't win the game because of Cali. Well, no.
Look, there's not a category for bonehead coach wins. It's wins and losses. I can tell you a Titans game from 2006. Remember when the Titans beat the Giants in 2006? Do you remember that game?
Yeah.
They were down 21-0.
It was Vince, right?
And won 24-20.
Yeah.
When I look at the standings on that schedule from 2006, it doesn't say they rallied 21 down to 1. It says they won. They won the game. Now,
did Vince hit Drew?
No.
Who was it that Vince?
Was it?
Or he ran one in.
He ran one in. 09 when he hit Brent in the back of the end zone, which is the Cardinals.
That was Arizona, yeah.
The 99-yard drive.
Touchdown. Am I correct in saying, until yesterday, I think that was the last time they beat the Cardinals?
Yeah, they played in 21.
Lost. Yeah. That was when LaJuan got
eaten alive.
Looked like a rag.
Was it Whitney Merciless? I forget who it was for the Cardinals. 17 out there, they got beat.
So they haven't beaten the Cardinals since 09 until yesterday.
I think so, yeah. Do you remember that 09 game when Chris Johnson took the sweep and went 90?
Yeah.
And he barely outran Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie?
Yep.
And I'll tell you, real funny, when they crossed the finish line, Cromartie's right behind him, there were not players within 30 yards of him. Because those guys were so fast. But, again, the stat line, you go back, like, it just says they won the game. They won the game. They won the game yesterday. Congratulations. Now can you take the success and go forward.
Matt says, I think them getting it together was a fluke because of what Arizona did. Let's see what happens next week. Look, I'm not going to argue with people feeling the way they want to feel. Jack wants to weigh in on Callahan being on the hot seat. Hello, Jack.
Afternoon, fellas. Well, thank goodness we still got a big Joe Dubin and not a bent Joe Dubin.
Like the doctor said, sometimes being a big fat guy helps when the airbag explodes right in your chest. So praise the Lord.
Well, I'm so glad you made it through it, brother.
Thank you.
Thinking about Callahan, I mean, who knows what they're going to do, decide behind closed doors. But two things occur to me. If you ditch somebody right now and bring in an interim or whoever the next head coach is going to be, you can't hire a staff this time of year.
Correct.
Everybody's always working. And with the merry-go-round this place has been, how many guys are going to want to just kind of pass on it?
Here's where I'll stop you, Jack. There are only 32 of these jobs in the world. You ask any football coach in America if you want to be head coach of a NFL team, you'll get zero no's. You ask me to be a head coach of an NFL team, I'm taking that. You can, because you think you can go in, Jack, and you can work with the ownership. You can change their mind and be successful and all that stuff. That's fine. But, man, nobody's going to turn this job down, I'm telling you, if it comes open, because it's an NFL head coaching job.
Well, I will go with your expertise, but I still think there's a couple of guys would probably be a little gun shy, but what do I know?
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call.
You know you're Jack. That's all that matters.
Well, I think to his point, if you're a Mike McCarthy, you're going to have pretty much your pick of the open jobs. You know, John Gruden, I won't say that because of, you know, some of the other stuff, but if John does want, I think he's going college. I think he's going clean slate and going to go college.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I
But think. He doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
I mean, he's living the high life right now. But you know, am I wrong that nobody wants this job? I mean, come on.
No, there are people that want this job.
Absolutely they want this job.
Because it's a job.
Yeah.
It is a head coaching job in the National Football League. And here's the other thing, and we've talked about this before. Coaches, and you know this because you're friends with a lot of them, so am I, they all have egos. Mm-hmm. So they all think, you know what? I'm the one that can go
fix that. I can work with her.
She'll listen to me.
Yep.
I'll go in there and I'll make Cam Ward a MVP.
Yep.
So there is that.
Also, when you're the OC at some team and you're making $700,000 and they say, hey, we're going to start you at $4 million. Okay. I'll see you. I'll even get my own moving van. I'll see you soon when I get there. No, they will. But, you know, now I do think the hot seat has cooled just a little bit. And if they win on Sunday, even more, on and on and on. But if they go out Sunday to a bad Raiders team and get beat 49-0, I think this got him time to the bye week.
Maybe. You might be right there.
Because now you're not 0-9 at the bye week.
But I still don't think she wants to fire him in season. I think it's just kind of like, let's just get to the end of the season and then fire.
But do you think that matters when she's worth billions?
It doesn't. But at the same time, like, I don't know if there's like harm or not. I don't know.
Great. I mean, I'm not in that world.
What is it really with? We know what this team is.
Yeah.
What is it really going to do if you put an interim in knowing that he's probably not going to get the job? Okay. Answer this when we come back.
Right.
Do you want Mike McCoy to be the full-time head coach of the Titans, even beyond this year?
No.
There you go.
No. But again, I don't want dead man walking.
Sure.
Especially in November and December.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
We'll see.
Basically. 615-737-1025. Continue to discuss the Titans and much more coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025 The Game.